Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a wine aficionado, Justin has a wine for every celebration and occasion. Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on California's Central Coast. The Justin team believes that the wine should be exceptional from every angle, which is why their team uses boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin produces exceptional wines and is proud to be America's number one luxury Cabernet. Enjoy exceptional wines all season long with Justin. Whether it's for seasonal celebrations, festive dinner parties, or gift exchanges, Justin Wine is sure to make your holidays memorable. Pick up Justin Wine today at a store near you. Visit justinwine.com and enter Playbook 20 for 20% off your order. Justin offers the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Be sure to check them out at justinwine.com to receive 20% off your order for a limited time.
This was my favorite training because nothing happens unless you know how to articulate a quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for. There's so many people with extraordinary ideas, imaginative innovations, businesses, and yet they don't know how to articulate that value. And some of those, with the people that lack commitment, fail. All because they don't know how to articulate a quantitative value. And everything within the context of a perfect pitch is aimed to credibility. And so I always say there's about six different areas to focus in on the perfect pitch. And the common thread through a perfect pitch is credibility. You want to make sure that you're always going through each of the different steps with a fine-tooth comb of credibility to build a successful business brand and to articulate the quantitative value effectively of what you've built, who you know, and who can help you. And of course, understanding the experience, skills, knowledge, aspirations, successes, and failures that you've had all tend to build an arsenal for you of credibility. And that credibility is so important. Most people don't think about the fact that if you could ever, which is impossible, attain 100% credibility through the perfect pitch, people would do exactly in anything that you said. If you had 100% credibility, I can tell everybody on here today, hey, wire me $1 million. I guarantee I will wire you back $2 million next week. If I was 100% credible, everyone would find a way to find that $1 million and wire it to me and be certain that next Friday that a wire for $2 million would be received. And so when we discount or don't understand a bigger picture of what a perfect pitch is, the most critical thing is credibility. Make sure that you have the tools to gain and maintain credibility, understanding how time, emotion, and value shifts perspective, be able to work more efficiently, effectively, and with more statistical success through these six steps of credibility and this fine-tooth comb of analysis of where exactly is there a miscommunication? Where could this be perceived to create skepticism, doubt, void, shortages, obstacles, resistance to the value I'm trying to communicate and articulate to exceed what I'm asking for? And if anybody wants the guide to these perfect pitch, the six steps of credibility within the context of the perfect pitch, it's yours. Just email me. I'm happy to give it along with my book, david@dmeltzer.com. So if anything resonates with you, you strongly agree or strongly disagree as an indication that it's of importance to you in divine time, then go ahead and email me, david@dmeltzer.com, and we can go ahead and help facilitate understanding through repetitive reinforcement the six steps of credibility in a perfect pitch. Number one in credibility is showcase the credibility through your team, your advisors, your patents, illuminate early mistakes and communicate how they have attributed to your situational knowledge. Explain the dummy tax that you paid, a huge asset. Explain the emotional expense that has been invested in this opportunity, this pitch, and navigate those in through same scenarios in the future. Remind people the credibility of why you'll succeed, not because of the mistakes that you've made. When we illuminate those mistakes, all it does is reinforce the credibility that you have what it takes to be successful, because it's not the mistakes that are going to create the failure. It's the lack of commitment. And through credibility, you can illustrate and articulate commitment in the people and ideas that you have surrounded yourself with. And so credibility as a first step should be utilized in a pitch as quickly as possible, making sure that you can explain things in a simple way, because if you can explain it in a simple way, then you actually know and have done the work and utilize the fine tooth comb of credibility in order to incorporate how easy and not dis-easy the opportunity that you are presenting is. Credibility is the main factor, and we need to lay a foundation of credibility first. The higher level of credibility, the more people will be looking for why to do and share a vision instead of why not to do. And these can be little simple things. I've seen people who have pitched me even on the 2-minute drill and have said things like, with good intention, our revenues are up 300%. Now, that sounds like a very credible statement until somebody asks, what was your revenue last year? And they say $30. When they were implying as if there is a 3x gain in a significant amount of revenue. And people do this all the time. Omission is another thing that people do. They fail to illuminate the mistakes and the lessons learned. They lose credibility by not telling people up front. As most people know, I went bankrupt in 2008. I lost over $100 million. And I usually make sure that people know that up front when they're dealing with me in business, because I don't want to lose credibility by omission. And as we move down the line to find out, oh, why didn't you tell me? This seems to be a significant thing about credibility. And understanding that it is that lack of integrity of illustrating and illuminating as many things to give clarity and simplicity to the value and the credibility of the team, advisors, patents, revenue, mistakes, all attributed to a dummy tax of situational knowledge, experience to add value, excuse me, to what we do and how we're doing. Remember, the closer you come in each of your statements to 100% credible, the easier everything will be. It dissipates and dissolves the dis-ease in a pitch. It'll make you more comfortable and confident, which also exponentially adds to the statistical success of what you do and how you do it. And understanding that credibility is extremely important. And so many times, as I listen to so many pitches, I go down the path of what is not true, because immediately a foundation of credibility has not been built. And so credibility in the 6 steps of credibility, a foundation of credibility is extremely important upfront, first step in the perfect pitch, in the 6 steps that you need to gain a higher percentage of credibility. The second thing in a pitch, after you've created some sort of level of credibility, is the emotional attachment, the bond that you can create, the energy that you are facilitating. Facilitating means to make easy, right? Fossil, easy. Facilitation is a person who makes things easy, easy to understand, easy to communicate, easy to invest in, easy to share a vision of, easy. And that's all through the emotion, the energy emotion that you can create, the bond and attachment that you can create. Why? Because people make decisions on emotion for logical reasons, right? They use the arsenal of logic and reason in order to facilitate that emotion that makes them feel easy or at ease about their decision to move forward. And the emotional attachment is necessary secondarily to credibility. It will add to, as an arsenal, to the credibility that you have if people are emotionally attached to the project or emotionally bonded to you. Understand the emotional attachment that your customers, vendors, employees, partners, channel partners have to your product, service, solution, or your brand in order to figure out how you can leverage it into more value, into the ability to articulate that value to exceed what you're asking for. Intertwined within credibility is the emotional attachment and bond of how people make decisions. It is the emotion as well that maintains the ability to manage and develop that, because any decision that's made within the context of a pitch, any agreement that is made in the context of a pitch, whether it's implied, written, oral, even with some deposit or consideration, money passed hands, whatever it may be, that within the context of that, three things are constantly changing, even during the pitch, whether it's the elevator pitch that I have with Entrepreneur Magazine, 60 seconds in an elevator, 2-minute drill, or if you're on Shark Tank and you get a whole 15-minute segment, it doesn't matter, that you need to facilitate the emotional attachment and understanding in a short amount of time, credibility of the emotion, of understanding two things, because it is the emotion. People buy an emotion for logical reasons. Why? Because value is only conveyed in two ways, and they're both emotional. Value is conveyed in your ability to articulate that value to exceed what you're asking for by, one, giving people more of what they like. So if you don't have an emotional attachment and understanding, a connectivity, a bond of what people like, you won't be able to articulate how this gives them more of what they like. Or the secondarily emotional attachment that's needed through the credibility and the steps of credibility and the perfect pitch is what? Take away what people don't like or some of what they don't like. And if you don't know that emotional connection, attachment, or bond of what they don't like, you won't be able to convey value, because value is only given by giving people more of what they like or taking away what they don't like or parts of what they don't like. Credibility is intertwined in these six steps of credibility, not just by building a foundation of the right people and the right ideas and understanding that you have the commitment that's necessary, because it's the lack of commitment that will be the only obstacle of your success, but is the emotional attachment to understand how the value is conveyed, giving people more of what they like, taking away more or less of what they don't like. The third component in the six steps to gain credibility is the reasons to move forward. And so as we get a foundation of credibility and we connect to someone emotionally, so we know what they like and don't like and are able to articulate the ability to make a decision on emotion for what? Logical reasons. And so we not only have to have a foundation of credibility and this emotional attachment, but we also have to be able to articulate the reasons to move forward. In fact, one of the greatest closes that you can utilize is, can you see any reason you wouldn't want to move forward? By articulating the credibility and the emotional attachment, it leads us to being able to articulate an evaluation of these reasons that people buy or that they sell, not perceive reasons you think that they want to buy. Predetermining what the values are and the reasons are. A giant potential market means nothing without market share. And if we don't understand two criteria and reasons, we will never be able to articulate that value to exceed what you're asking for, regardless of the foundation of credibility or the emotional attachment. And that's an understanding. One, is it the right time? Is it the right emotion? And have I articulated the value correctly, the reasons that they should move on their emotion? And understanding the first criteria in credibility and needing to gain credibility is making sure that we are pitching to an open mind. I'm telling you, it takes 1,000 times at least effort and knowledge and skill to re-engineer a closed mind than it does an open mind. And just because someone has a closed mind doesn't mean to give up on them, because a closed mind at the right time has an open mind. You know, I always say, if I can find someone that has a very closed mind the majority of the time, because everybody has an open mind some of the time. People like me have an open mind the majority of the time. I'm called a toptimist. And then there's people that have a closed mind that are employed by me for the very purpose that they're skeptics, that they have a closed mind the majority of the time. But if you can find an open mind within the context of someone who has majority of the time a closed mind, you're actually way more statistically successful. Why? Because they don't have as many options, opportunities, and touches of favor to consider. So if you're lucky or capable of speaking to a closed-minded person when they have an open mind, your statistical success exponentially grows. And so understanding that our job is to facilitate the reasons to support the emotions and contribute and reinforce the credibility that we have to allow people to evaluate energy and value, time and emotion and value are the three things that need to stay aligned with where we want to be or better, whether it's written, implied, oral, or even with consideration. We need to make sure that one, we're discussing this with an open-minded person at that time, and then utilizing our go-no-go plan in order to facilitate maintaining that open mind throughout the process so that we build the credibility and the steps of credibility through a perfect pitch. If you don't understand whether you're talking to an open or a closed mind, you won't be able to facilitate learning what they like and what they don't like, because all that closed mind is doing is looking and telling himself consciously, subconsciously, even energetically, unconsciously in that conscious continuum, in an unconscious competency, why I'm not going to do this. And we know people, no matter what, that have in their mind, I am not going to do this, but they're too polite or they're too afraid or uncomfortable in letting you know why they're not going to do it. So instead, they overcompensate and tell you how grateful and how excited they are about the opportunity, which just opens the door for you to waste a whole bunch of time, emotion, and value on them, thinking that they're going to move forward. And so we really need to understand the open mind and the open-ended questions that allow us to facilitate, can you see any reason you wouldn't want to move forward? And it also facilitates the expansive nature of the community of people for your product, service, or solution, your personal brand, of facilitating, making easy, a community of people that will buy from you and sell for you, that will help you and help others. And that community is the most valuable community in a perpetual sense of legacy. To build a community through credibility, emotional attachment, and your capability of reasons to move forward, whatever the vision may be. Within the context of our TV show, 2-Minute Drill, we don't care if you even have a company. It is a pitch-only show. It is a pitch competition. We have other shows like Go Fund Yourself and Shark Tank-like shows like Elevator Pitch with Entrepreneur that actually have a different component than the pitch, the 6 steps of credibility within the facilitation, making easy, the pitch, the perfect pitch. And so those shows have a variety of other aspects in order to facilitate getting due diligence done to make sure that you have proof of what you're credibly talking about, what you created in emotional attachment, and the reasons. The reason I don't like even my own show that I executive produce with Elevator Pitch, 2-Minute Drill, Dragon's Den, and Shark Tank is that because time, emotion, and value changes, and because you still need to do due diligence and vet the pitch, statistically, most of the companies that do great pitches still don't get funded. But in life, when the capability that I'm trying to teach is to everything in life, whether it exists today or in the future, is your ability to share a vision to give people more of what they like or take away what they don't like. And so you need to use these 6 steps of credibility, whether you're trying to get your kid to eat broccoli, or whether you're trying to share a vision with your own team, or whether you're trying to sell a product, service, or solution, or build a community for your own personal brand. You need to utilize these 6 steps of credibility within the perfect pitch in order to facilitate, make easy, the credibility at the highest percentage you can, the emotional attachment, because people buy on emotion for logical reasons, and provide those reasons aligned with what they like and what they don't like by utilizing an open mind and an open-ended question guide, which, by the way, beyond the perfect pitch guide, I will give you the open-minded open question guide as well in order to facilitate, make easy what we're talking about. So just email me, david@dmeltzer.com, if you'd like either one of those guides or my book, which also will support or supplement what we're talking about today. I've been doing this stuff for 25 years every Friday for a reason, because I want people to be able to provide more value to each other and know people to help each other, to build that community of people that are buying from each other and selling for each other, whether it's an idea, product, service, solution, or their brand, build their communities. The fourth step in the need to gain credibility in the perfect pitch is impact. Now, this has gained more and more credibility and necessitates more and more credibility and a necessity of facilitation to make it easy. It's you have to include a quantitative analysis, a credible quantitative analysis, be able to be credible by articulating the impact that whatever you're pitching will have. And the impact has to have all the pre-mentioned steps. And so if there is a greater impact of sustainability, is there a greater impact of health and wellness, of peace, we need to be able to articulate an impact aligned with the foundation of credibility, the emotional attachment of understanding, and the reasons why they should move forward. And so if you haven't practiced or been more interested than interesting in facilitating, making easy an understanding and articulation of this is the overall impact that it's going to have by raising money in the Masamari, by building villages and schools and high schools and colleges and community centers and providing water and healthcare, financial literacy, organic farms, meals, whatever it may be, it is going to impact the whole world, because the insecurities that are created in this region will eventually trickle down to the whole world and create insecurity in the whole world, even provide insecurity or fear throughout the world that may result in attacks on each other. And as we understand that impact is an overarching principle that needs to be articulated with credibility as a fourth step in the credibility to gain this idea of a perfect pitch. If you're not including impact, you're missing a huge quantitative portion of the perfect pitch. We have to be more interested and interesting. We can't just see how in a microcosm we should move forward. We have to have impact included with credibility in order to create a macro value of giving people what they like and don't like on a macro value as well as a micro value in this pitching process, in these six steps to gain credibility. Now, the fifth step is one that's utilized and used in the wrong way. The fifth step of gaining credibility within the perfect pitch is understanding the capabilities you have aligned with the aforementioned steps. So instead of doing a feature and benefit dump, instead of assuming you know the value, we utilize the perfect pitch in order to facilitate capabilities that are aligned with the credibility, emotional attachment, the reasons, and the impact. Capabilities are an arsenal in the perfect pitch. It is specifically aligned with you understanding how to provide more value, how to give people and facilitate, make easy more of what they like, or take away some, if not all, of what they don't like. So many people in a pitch only feature and benefit dump. I see this specifically on cold calling pitches, whether it's in person, on the phone, via email, traditional or social media. People are trying to sell people they're not even talking to. They're trying to sell a message. And as far as I know, I've never seen anyone buy on a message. I've seen people stimulate interest, then be transitioned. This is the idea of a funnel. This is the idea of cold calling and having a conversation. This is the idea of a car dealership having a closer, whatever it may be. But in the facilitation of capabilities, we can't feature and benefit dump, because over 80% of the conversations we have is not with a human being. It's via email, text, it's via social media, DMing, messaging on LinkedIn, etc. And so in order to facilitate capabilities, we have to use capabilities as an arsenal to provide more value when we know what someone likes or don't like. We can't assume and make our entire pitch about a features and benefit dump and hoping that somehow this is going to add credibility. Usually it gives us more reasons to be skeptical, more reasons not to move forward. And so aligned with the credibility, with the objective of, do you see any reason you want to move forward? Because here's the platform or foundation of credibility, the emotional attachment, the reasons that are aligned with giving you more value when taking away what you don't like, giving you more of what you do like, and showing you a macro of here's how it's going to impact everyone. Now I can facilitate reasons, impacts, capabilities that are aligned with what you like and what you don't like. Don't feature and benefit dump. And so understanding these five steps of credibility leads us to the final step to gain credibility in the perfect pitch. Because remember, the perfect pitch is about trying to get as close to 100% credibility as we can, because it is that, right, that one dependent variable that determines your success or not in a pitch of, do you want to move forward? And that final one is the quantitative ask. Every perfect pitch needs to have an ask. It needs to have a defined direction so that you can facilitate the detours, objections, shortages, voids, obstacles as divine in itself to indicate where we want to be together to a better place, better position of a shared vision to move forward, and allow for divine time that is in appreciation of the time, value, and emotion that is consistently changing outside of us when the certainty inside should never change. So a quantitative ask facilitates the comfortability and the confidence that you have, which just exponentially infuses credibility into each of the aforementioned steps to gain credibility. If you are confident that you are giving $100 value and only asking for $20 back, you will have a statistical success far beyond what you think for other people that hem and haw because they don't know their timing and risk tolerance. They don't know their perceived value. They don't know their bottom line, and they're incapable of being comfortable and confident in pitching all of this, which just moves people not in the divine direction of where you want to be or better, but into an accelerated skepticism, lack of credibility, which only contributes interference, challenges, void, shortages, and creates the non-success of what you're looking for. Utilize the 120 rule. Make sure that you're comfortable and capable of articulating $100 worth of value only to ask for $20 back. If you want to have a perfect pitch, you have to understand the six steps you need to gain credibility. You have to have a foundation of credibility that showcases the team advisors' patents, illustrates the mistakes, failures, setbacks, allows you to communicate how you have the commitment, knowing that the lack of commitment is the only thing that will determine your success or not, not the mistakes of the past. It's the meaning that you've given those mistakes of the past that will allow you not to limit your future. Tying in second step of emotional attachment, people buy on emotion for logical reasons. Create that bond by knowing what they like and what they don't like. Give them more of what they like. Take away what they don't like. And then look at the reasons why, because people buy on logic. That's what they do. They buy on emotion for logical reasons. Know the reasons and give those reasons and then show impact. Impact at a macro, the micro and macro covered by the reasons and the impacts, then you're capable of using the arsenal of capabilities, the features and benefits that you have, the capability that you have in order to facilitate more credibility, the only common denominator, the dependent variable of your success of a pitch. And then finally, if you're not comfortable and confident in the ask, you're not going to have credibility. Don't hem and haw. Practice not until you get it right. Practice till you don't get it wrong. Know the 120 rule. Make sure that it makes sense that you're asking to give more value than you're asking for. This is the most credible thing that you can do to give you confidence to ask the two questions in the perfect pitch, which is, can you see any reason you won't want to move forward? And do you know anyone that could help me? Which is self-inclusive of yourself, verbal, oral, written, implied, with consideration. You can have the perfect pitch. You can elevate the statistical success by elevating your percentage of credibility by using and gaining credibility with these six steps in the perfect pitch. Once again, if you want the perfect pitch guide, please just DM me, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll be happy to give you that, as well as the open-ended, open question guide, whatever you need, or a book. We've been doing this for over 25 years for a reason. And so please reach out to me. Imagine starting a small business, your first customer, your first hire, your first real paycheck. It's an exciting time, but also a little scary. That's where JustWorks comes in. As an all-in-one platform, JustWorks supports small business growth by providing seamless tools for benefits, payroll, HR, and compliance, all with transparent pricing. Running payroll is now painless. You can complete it in 90 seconds or less and automate payments. So it's as simple as set it and forget it. In 2023 alone, JustWorks processed over 25.6 billion in trusted payroll for its customers. And you won't have to worry about paperwork. They handle payroll, tax documents, and reporting to ensure compliance. Visit justworks.com/podcast to join thousands of small businesses that trust JustWorks to manage payroll, benefits, compliance, and more. That's justworks.com/podcast. As the weather starts to cool down, I'm really excited about everything this season brings. New opportunities, fresh goals, and yes, even the wardrobe change. I love the feeling of shifting gears as fall kicks in, whether it's in business or life. So as we all make the transition, I hope you're as excited as I am to embrace the season with a new perspective and maybe a few wardrobe upgrades from Quince. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to you. I recently picked up their Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweater and an incredible performance chino pants, and they've quickly become go-to staples for me as someone who's constantly traveling for speaking engagements or business meetings. I need clothes that not only look great, but also feel amazing. And these pieces absolutely deliver. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/playbook for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and a 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook. Nick of Wam, the well-oiled machine, why don't you go ahead and reset the room and let's start bringing up some friends from 2 Minute Drill, which you can see on Apple TV, Reach TV, hotel rooms, airports, and of course on every social platform as well, including YouTube. Nick of Wam, it's all yours. Reset the room, please.
Absolutely. And as a quick reset of the room here, everybody, thank you so much for joining us from all across the world, whether it's online or live here in the Breakfast with Champions on Clubhouse. David has officially taken us through the first half. So we are entering the second half of the Perfect Pitch training. It is now time to continue on with the 2 Minute Drill celebration by highlighting some of our incredible guests, whether they're partners, whether they're celebrity co-hosts, whether they were the entrepreneur showcase. We have so many fun friends that are going to be here to help share a quick 5 minute takeaway from their experience on the show. So with that said, it is my pleasure to help introduce our first guest, who is the co-host of a new show. If you haven't caught it already, you got to catch it over the next few weeks. And that's, of course, Celebrity Entrepreneur. He is a celebrity entrepreneur from all across the world. He probably is a little bit more infamously known from his time with the Big Time Rush crew touring all across the world. I know he just got back from Australia. But without further ado, I will introduce the one and only Mr. James Maslow. James, it's great to see you. Happy Friday, my friend. Feel free to share your takeaway from 2 Minute Drill.
Good morning, guys, and hello to everyone else streaming in from around the world. I thought I would rock a matching t-shirt. Oh, there it is, this side, matching t-shirt with you this morning.
Thank you, brother.
I mean, my experience at 2 Minute Drill was fantastic. The just tenacity of some of these young entrepreneurs who came in, and these young creators, and it invented something. Like, for example, the gentleman, the young kid who figured out how to manufacture an awesome looking shoe for an extremely reasonable price. I don't want to give away his secrets. He did say it on the show, but then market it to the degree that I had actually been aware of his product before I even saw him on 2 Minute Drill. So he was doing incredible sales already, incredible marketing. And then he had the humility and the wherewithal to jump in and go, I want to ask David Meltzer and his friends how they might be able to help me further this business. So there was just really remarkable young people, and I guess, I don't know, the ages of everybody, remarkable people in general coming in and impressing me across the board. So that's why I love jumping on to 2 Minute Drill and to really anything and everything that you do, David, because I get to sit back and I get to be impressed and I get to learn every time.
Well, I love that. But I also love learning from you. And as an extraordinary celebrity entrepreneur, anybody who hasn't seen Big Time Rush, that means that you're probably over 50. But more importantly, James has traveled the entire world with an open mind and an open heart and open hands, which means that he's more interested than interesting through humility. I was just hoping before I let you go, James, did you have one tip or piece of advice in the process of pitching that you've learned either through the show or outside the show that you'd like to share with our community?
Well, it actually ties in right to what you just said, which is be more interested than interesting. And I've translated that into simply ask more questions. So when it comes to pitching, I truly want to know, you know, what is it that you need? What if we could figure this out? So it removes the I can do this for you, and so I appear to be better or smarter, which nobody wants to hear, and removes even them from the equation when you phrase it with questions like, hey, what if we could create this opportunity? What if we could solve this problem? So you put it out there in the form of a question going, what if we could do this? All well knowing you can do it, hopefully, or your company can do it. But I've just found that asking more questions about what they truly need, what would be an ideal situation, what if you could solve this, ends up getting something to the place where when you can answer these questions and you can indeed solve it, they're ready to buy.
And that is a key, whether it's buying a product, service, solution, joining our community, or even in a philanthropic sense, which is a major part or role in James Maslow's career, his young career, where he has the open mind, open heart, and open hands to be of service and of value to others and be able to articulate it better than most. And it's a blessing to have you in my life, my friend. I look forward to doing many more episodes. We had our first launch of Celebrity Entrepreneur with Austin Eckler, and it was quite an exciting conversation. What a great way. We set the bar high for future.
We did. Austin is one heck of a first guest.
Yeah. So we will facilitate a greater studio time and greater production and facilitation of the art of executive production of great shows, but you'll see this show for many years to come. My favorite celebrity entrepreneur, the incredible James Maslow. Check him out, all that he's doing in TV, movie, music, and inspirational speaking, coaching. He's a man of many, many talents, and I look forward to working with him for many, many more years. He'll be here for my 50th year of Free Friday trainings. Maybe I'll hand it off to him after that.
Some big shoes to fill, my friend, but I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Right on. Thanks, James.
Bye, David.
Bye, buddy. All right, Nick of Wammer, the well-oiled machine. Who's up next?
Absolutely. Next up, we have a trial attorney turned sports analyst for CBS Sports and a media personality. I see, I think if I'm seeing that logo correctly, we got a beautiful Masters polo to go ahead and match that. That, of course, is seeing the job. Great to see you, my friend. Happy, happy Friday. It's always great to see that beautiful smiling face. It just lights up a room. Go ahead and introduce yourself briefly and share your takeaway from the Entrepreneur Showcase on 2 Minute Drill.
All right. My name is Sian Ajad. You can find me at Sian Ajad Sports, CBS Sports, so many other places, Monumental Sports. But it's not a Masters shirt. But, David, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's a Golden Bear shirt, right?
It is.
Golden Bear.
It does look like a Masters shirt.
Nick is so Masters focused. He's singularity of focus and control of impulse. When he sees green and gold and a logo, he assumes because he's overwhelmed with the Masters. But there's no doubt that you'll be at our Masters Mastermind this year. But I'll get to see you in a couple of weeks at Aspire Tour and our VIP dinner in Washington, D.C. with Austin Eckler. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait to see you in person again. What an incredible your job you're doing on CBS and with Monumental Sports. Been one of my mentees, mentors, and friends for so many years. What was your takeaway from 2 Minute Drill?
So when I was there, first of all, anytime I'm in a room with you, you elevate the room. And everybody that was there, I felt like was kind of feeding off of your energy. So obviously, and I was just listening to James, I mean, some of the stuff that people were coming up with was great. But what I was so dialed in on was the pitches themselves, because everybody knows, or the people who know me know, I was a trial attorney. Then I was in pharma. Now I've been doing media, and this is where I'm here to stay as a host and an analyst. If you don't have the right pitch in any context, you've kind of failed before you even started. So what I love about 2-minute drill is that pitch is narrowed down, whittled down to 120 seconds. And if you don't nail it, that elevator pitch, whatever you want to call it, you know, people tune you out real quick. I can tell you, when I was a trial attorney, Dave, when I was giving opening statements, people on the other side were reading off of their piece of paper, their prep statement, and people tune out to that. So if you don't have the perfect pitch, so to speak, you're just not going to get there. And David, you know, as well as anybody, to get that perfect pitch, you got to have passion about what you're talking about, and you got to be prepared.
Yeah. You use the great word to finish, prepared. Mm-hmm. And people will get on me because, you know, we're in season 6 of this show. We're in season 9 of Elevator Pitch. We're in season 7 of Office Hours, but I'm a time freak. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm a time freak is that, to me, it indicates preparation, meaning when I get excited or constructively criticize someone for not using all the time or going over the time, it is indicative of what I said earlier, someone that's practicing till they get it right, not practicing till they get it wrong. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't care about it, if you lack the commitment to get it so you don't get it wrong, to get it right on 2 minutes, and when they do, I get super excited because it holds the credibility of the number one thing I'm looking for in a pitch, which is, I may not know everything, and look, I may be missing a ton in this pitch, but brother, I have the commitment that's necessary in order to succeed. And our friend Austin Eckler, you know, being 6 on the depth chart when he came into the Chargers, yeah, to be all pro, to have 8 years in the league and to be leading the Commanders to their first playoff berth in a long time, maybe mm-hmm. a Super Bowl run. It is his ability, his commitment, that has gotten them there. He's made a shitload of mistakes. And he also may not be the most talented running back in the NFL, but he is the most committed. He prepares better than anyone I know. And that's what I'm looking for in a pitch. Someone that actually is walking the walk. One last thing for me, one tip for people that they can use in the perfect pitch, the 6 steps of credibility.
Yeah, I mean, again, it comes down to preparation for sure. But you have to have passion behind what you're saying. And one thing when it comes to the pitch, or David, even coming up with the idea to pitch something, to have the fortitude to come on to 2-Minute Drill and to talk to you and all of the big-time entrepreneurs that you have on your panel, you have to buck social norms sometimes. And one of the pieces of advice that I tell people, and I always give you credit when I tell this to people, you know, sometimes you'll get advice from people that are close to you, And they have your best interests at heart, but they might not be the best person situated to give you that best advice. And so that's why, like, even to get to 2-Minute Drill, even to get to that pitch moment, you have to buck social norms and you have to be creative and brainstorm and think outside of the box. The people closest to you might not be the best to give you that advice on that pitch or give you that advice to even take that step to get to the pitch.
Let me use a good example of that before we bring on the incredible Ike Shahada, my main man from Ike's Love and Sandwiches, who you met, who's feeding every single VIP experience that we provide around the world. He's always there, and I cannot wait to celebrate at the Super Bowl in New Orleans because he has a new shop. So we'll all be together with Ike doing a function in New Orleans, right there on the south side of the French Quarter, and incredible. But, here's an example. My wife, mm-hmm. my wife is a litmus test for intuition and for knowing people that are loyal and honest. And so she adores Sia. We got to have lunch together and she mm-hmm. gave me the litmus test. Yes, that's a guy you want to surround yourself with. And she was the one that saved my life by telling me to fire certain people from my life that weren't in the credibility and loyalty. The intuition was telling her, stay away, let them fall away, or even fire them from your life. But I will tell you that she is not credible to me for men's fashion because I want to wear my golf shirts buttoned to the top. I think it looks exceptional. I love the way it looks. I love the way it looks on you. And, you know, my wife is like, literally, that C is a gorgeous man. He's amazing inside and out, but I really don't like the way he buttons his shirts to the top. Don't do that. And I love to do that. Miles loves to do that. We emulate you in your fashion. So yes, we listen to Julie when it comes to the people that we should surround ourselves with. We do not listen to her when it comes to men's fashion. She doesn't let me tuck my shirts in, doesn't let me tie them to the top. Anyway, Sia, keep the trend, keep the style, keep the fashion. Most importantly, keep the passion. Check out Sia Najad. He's on CBS. He's with Monumental Sports in Washington, D.C. Sia, where can people reach out to you?
David, very easy on Twitter at Sia Najad or on Instagram at Sia Najad Sports, or you can go to SiaNajadSports.com. That compliment from your wife is huge, by the way. I'm not just saying that. I really appreciate that.
We appreciate you, my friend. I'll see you in a couple weeks with my wife. We're excited to see you. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, David.
Awesome. All right. My heart is singing because two of my favorite people have been on, and now we're in the Tony Gwynn, the third hitter in my lineup. And my heart is bigger than he is. This man is incredible. He always shows up. There's certain people in your life, by the way, there, I call them, you know, very little of the time. Then you got some of the time, and then you got most of the time. This guy's in the most of the time. If he can do it, he's going to do it most of the time. All you got to do is ask. If you're not a fan of Ike's Love and Sandwiches, then you haven't tried them. Try out the Eckler sandwich, the Marshall Faulk sandwich, and soon, in New Orleans, you're going to see the David Meltzer No Po' Boy. We're going to let you know why it's a No Po' Boy. It's a rich boy. That's why. Anyway, talking about a rich boy, Ike, Love and Sandwiches, Ike Shahada, my man, over 120 stores. There's his big logo, his beautiful mug. Thank you for participating in this celebration of 2 Minute Drill. Thank you for being on 2 Minute Drill, Ike. Give me your takeaway of participating in so many different ways on 2 Minute Drill.
Well, so glad to be here. Thanks for all your kind words. I had the benefit of being backstage and feeding a lot of the participants and then chatting with them before and after and seeing what they were preparing or you know, how they put their game face on and then how they talk to themselves afterwards. And there's so many different ways for people to have what it is that they want to do and so many ways to present it and prepare. But the thing that I noticed is that as long as that person or people cared about and were into actually wanting to do what they wanted to do, the better their presentation was and the better that they did overall. And you can totally tell when somebody's talking to you and they're authentic about what it is that they're selling. I mean, you've probably been being sold to your whole entire life. I mean, all of us do, right? But you specifically, right? Where people are pitching you all the time. And you can absolutely tell when somebody really is into it, they're doing it for the love of the game or they're doing it for the end exit in mind.
And talking about emotional attachment as part of the six steps of gaining credibility, there is an emotional attachment that you have to your business and that your customers like me have to your business. We understand credibility and its respect of providing value for the sandwich itself, the taste, the packaging, the brand, all the great things that you do to add credibility. But it seems to me of all the thousands of entrepreneurs that I work with, that you understand emotional attachment, especially in the realm of food and restaurants, better than anyone. How important is it to credibility, the emotional attachment that people have to the sandwiches, service, and the presentation of Ike's Love and Sandwiches?
So probably like you, where you've been really good at whatever it is that you were in business doing, and probably you could sell anything. Just knowing you, you probably could sell anything. That was me. I was working for other people, whether it was selling bras and panties for Victoria's Secret or working the cash register at a Trader Joe's. I was able to sell products. And what I noticed is, the stuff that I liked to sell, I sold better. The stuff that I was attached to, though, I didn't even have to sell it. Like right now, I just opened in New Orleans 3-4 weeks ago, and I'm just passing out food, feeding people, giving people donut samples. We got to get you some donuts soon. And people are eating it and going, oh my gosh, what's going on? And they're actually telling me I'm underselling it. And the thing is because I'm into it, all I care about is them and then feeding them. And I know that if all I do is that, then they'll follow. The day I opened, there was 3,000 sandwich shops in San Francisco. 3,000, just sandwich shops in San Francisco, according to Yelp.com. They sent me that data. And how was I able to differentiate myself, aside from the food being delicious, obviously, was because it didn't matter to me what it is you came for. I just wanted to feed you and find what it is that you wanted in what I was selling and then give that to you. And being that I wanted to do that made it not a job. It was difficult to work, but selling what I want to sell, and anybody out there, selling what you want to sell versus what people want to buy, because I think we get told all the time, find what people want to buy and sell that. No, sell what you want to sell, and the people that want to buy that will find it because they'll resonate exactly with you. And then you also be the best in the world at doing it because you want to sell it, whereas somebody else might not want to sell it because people don't buy it.
It's so beautiful. His heart is so big, and his sandwiches are even full of more love than his heart, which is unbelievable in its own respect. He's a dear friend of mine. He's an incredible entrepreneur, always looking to build a community of people that want to help each other and know people to help each other. And he makes every single meal better, whether it's his love or his sandwiches or his donuts, which I can't wait to try. I cannot wait to create the Meltzer No Po' Boy. We'll be launching it at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Come and join us down at Ike's Love and Sandwiches. Ike, you are amazing. Anything that you do and are involved with us, we appreciate to the highest level. Everybody, reach out to Ike's. How many stores are we up to, Ike, by the way?
120.
120 and growing fast. If you want to get involved with Ike, all you got to do is reach out to my friend, Ike. Awesome, my brother. Well, thank you so much. I will see you at our next event, I'm sure.
Yeah, lots of love to you and the crew. Thanks so much.
Congrats. That's season 6 of 2-Minute Drill with the incredible spotlight of Ike Shahada of Ike's Love and Sandwiches. All right, my friend Nick, go ahead and reset the room. We're getting to the last 9 minutes here. We have time for one or two more people. Go ahead, reset the room, and let's bring on our next champion.
Absolutely. And a quick reset of the room here, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for David's Free Friday Trainings and Power Hour here, whether you're online or, of course, live here in Clubhouse. And just as a recap, as we continue to celebrate, we are continuing to bring on special guests, champions, entrepreneur showcases, different various partners that have been involved in 2-Minute Drill Season 6, which episode 1 is premiering today on Apple TV. So, of course, just sharing with this beautiful community the celebration and these takeaways. And next up, we have the incredible Iveta Kuzela. She is a national certified health and wellness coach, and she was an entrepreneur showcase on this most recent season. So Iveta, welcome. Happy Friday. Thanks so much for joining us. Feel free to share a quick takeaway from your experience on 2-Minute Drill.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Hello, everybody. Hi, David.
Hi. Iveta, what was your takeaway from 2-Minute Drill?
Oh my God, I love the support, the passion, the community that you have built, that you have created, and I love the energy that you bring. It's the excitement in the room that you can feel that everybody is really trying their best. I love your team. Everybody is so awesome and supportive and right on task, and it's wonderful place to be, to experience this, you know, entrepreneurship, the energy, the passion that everybody brings in, and you, especially you.
We loved your passion, and you get to pitch people in a different way. What would be your tip as far as the perfect pitch?
My tip would be energy. Energy is the first thing that people see, people feel. And so having the right energy, and that's the passion and the authenticity, that it's all locked inside. Because if you're passionate about what you do, it's coming from your heart and it resonates around you. It's the energy that you're sending out to the people, and people can feel that first. So they're drawn by the energy first, and then by your pitch, by your words and how you express it.
That's so beautiful. And where can people reach out to you to shift their energy, to allow them to attract more of and participate in a perception of where they want to be or better?
My company is called Dynamics of Conversation. It's dynamicsofconversation.com, and you can reach out to me if you need some clearing and healing and elevating so that you can go to the next level.
And she has helped me and so many others around the world. Aveda, thank you so much for joining us. I'll see you next season.
Absolutely. I'll be there. Thank you. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Oh, well, speaking of energy, look who has to look up. Clinton Sparks, look up, my brother.
Hey, that was fast. That was fast. I thought you were talking to somebody else.
I was running out of time, and I couldn't skip. I got Popticles waiting. Rhett Powers somehow has landed from around the world. So
you got my man Rhett Powers here?
Yeah, I'm going to bring you both at the same time, right? There we go. We're going to save
time. There he is.
he had to get back home because it's coming upon Christmas. After Thanksgiving, you know, he's one of those Santas at Macy's. So he has a third job. He's the CEO of Napoleon Hill Institute. I'm the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute. Clinton's going to be doing a lot with us. But Clinton and Rhett, welcome. Hey, guys, I just real quick, give me your takeaway. We'll start with Clinton. You've worked with me in so many different facets. I love working with you and your projects as well. But what was your takeaway from this season of 2 Minute Drill?
It's the same as always, man, providing opportunities and possibilities for people that that don't come by easy, giving them game and information that they need to help them navigate and pursue their goals and dreams, and assembling an incredible cast of people that have the knowledge and experience that can also lend a helping hand on how they can best move forward and be successful. Thank you, David Meltzer, the elf.
I teach people essence, skills, knowledge, and desire equals who you are. And out of all the extraordinary people that I am blessed to have in my community, I love Clinton Sparks because he represents Clinton Sparks as Clinton Sparks better than anyone. He is the man who I talk about when he knows who I am, not what I want people to think I am. That is Clinton Sparks, and that's why I love him. He has a big launch on December 6th, 15th or 16th?
14th.
Next, I'm going to be in Egypt. I'm back on the 16th.
You're in retinue.
Yeah, sorry. Well, because I'm going to be in Egypt like a moron, but we're going to do CES. We're going to do a huge deal with the global gaming crew out there in Las Vegas. Clinton Sparks is leading the way. He's a defender of happy, and he is one of my best friends in the world. I'm going to see him at the Eagles game on Sunday night with his beautiful wife. Go Eagles, I guess. Anyway, Rhett Power.
Go Pats.
You're here complimenting me and Clinton. What was your takeaway from 2 Minute Drill?
Well, I was going to tell Clinton to just drop the mic. I mean, he said it, you know. It's like, I love seeing the light bulb and the go off. You know, when we were there this season, you know, helping these entrepreneurs sort of through their pitch and talk through their business a little bit, I just love seeing the light bulb moments that they have, right? And so many talented young people, and businesses that I thought were investment worthy. You know, obviously it's a long journey and they've got a lot to do, but I just love that you bring these people together. I love the opportunity to be there to help them. Dave, that's my like mission in life, is to help entrepreneurs succeed and share with them what I've been through and the successes and the failures and the, you know, the things that you have to, the grit that it takes to make it. And so, man, you know, it's just a blessing to be part of that and to help them succeed. So, you know, I can't wait to see what they do with the advice and the work that we did with them. And so I'm excited. Thank you. Yeah. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And it's great to have you not only in the community, but to you offer to the community how you can help them. And both of you have been abundant with those open hands and open hearts to help other people. I know that's, you know, you guys are not commission based. You're mission based, not commission based people. And I love you both. Rhett, it was great seeing you a day ago. Clinton, it'll be a great seeing you on Sunday. Anytime I can spend time with these two gentlemen, I know I'm living in the divine because I know God loves me for bringing you two guys into my life. God bless both of you. Thank you so much for helping with 2 Minute Drill and everything else that you're helping me with. Check out Clinton Sparks at Clinton Sparks. Come and join us with the Global Gaming League and then join Rhett Power and I at the Napoleon Hill Institute. Not only Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, but about 80% of the content that nobody knows about is coming your way worldwide with the Napoleon Hill Institute. We even going to have a gaming division that Clinton's going to incorporate the Global Gaming League with the world thought leaders of Napoleon Hill. Thank you, guys. I'll see you guys soon. Take care.
Hey, buddy. See you Sunday.
Pleasure.
Love you. All right. We're bringing on our final guest here. There he is. All right. We're moving and grooving. Hey, G, what's up?
How you doing? Good morning.
My favorite company on 2 Minute Drill. I hate to be biased, but the guy who had the perfect pitch of the perfect pitches, the winner, the overall of 12 episodes is Popticals. So you have to see the episode. He nailed everything. Timing, background, average, like every single thing that you did, Gary, hit the mark. And so if you wonder how to get to be a finalist on 2 Minute Drill, how to win 2 Minute Drill, then just watch the Popticals pitch. Go to popticals.com, go to 2 Minute Drill on Apple Reach, every platform that we're on. Study this guy, study his wife and him, study it, invest in the company. Buy the sunglasses. You will end up doing both if you watch the pitch. You can see the video behind him. So, Gary, what was your takeaway of the 2 Minute Drill season 6?
Well, first of all, thanks, Raw. It means a lot coming from you, Dave. And listening to everybody here, I think there's so many great takeaways and just a great network of people willing to support each other. And I think that's a big element of the 2 Minute Pitch experience. For me, you know, we had a couple pitches with investors before this process, and this isn't just it's not just a show to be on. It's an experience. It's training, everything. You know, you think about it. What I really took away is the process of just narrowing down to 2 minutes to get everything you want to get in. The reality is in real life, when you're speaking to investors, if they're interested in any way, shape or form, they've probably looked you up. They've done a little background ahead of time. Right. And so we don't need to spend 15 or 20 minutes up front. Let's be concise. Let's be to the point, get them the facts they need, and we can dive into questions and go into more detail wherever they want to go. You kind of mentioned it earlier about time and how important it is to you. And I haven't noticed yet that that's something, but no, it's even more important there, right? You have a few minutes to grab their attention. You got to do it and get to the point.
And, you know, being able to do that is so essential. You are an expert in pitching. You're an expert entrepreneur. It doesn't mean you don't make mistakes, but you definitely don't lack the commitment to be successful. You know, I bet on the jockeys like you, not the horses like Popticals, even though you have both to invest in and believe in. What would be your number one tip after going through the entire process? What would be your number one tip to someone who wants to be on 2 Minute Drill or wants to win it?
Yeah, I mean, it takes commitment and it takes practice, and it's a worthwhile experience. Like, don't do it because you want to be on 2 Minute Drill. Do it because you want to better yourself. You want to, you know, hone your pitch. And you talked about mistakes and failures. Like, if you're an entrepreneur, there's tons of them. There's a real quick story I tell all the time. When I was in corporate world, my last CEO went on stage, told this story about, you know, he was like the golden boy of his company, running a corporate division, huge division in his 20s, and first year loses something like $100 million. And he goes to turn his resignation in, and the CEO says, I'm not accepting this. He says, but I lost all this money my first year. He goes, I just spent $100 million training you, and I'm not going to let somebody else, you know, take that from me, right? I never thought I'd invest so much in myself, but you kind of need that, right? Without these mistakes, we wouldn't know what to do next, what works, what doesn't work. And we would, you know, the worst thing that could happen is you could bet on something that ends up being the wrong thing in a major, in a big way. And so by having these mistakes, learning from them and going forward, I think you'll do that in a 2 Minute Drill. You know, we had the perfect pitch like 5 times and rewrote it, you know, because we weren't hitting all the checkpoints. And so, you know, it's a process, but the hard work is where you win in the beginning, not at the front.
Yeah, you definitely practice till you didn't get it wrong. You utilized the six steps that you needed to gain the credibility and the victory to be the overall winner of 2 Minute Drill. Credibility in the foundation of your team, advisors, patents. You illuminated the mistakes of the past. You utilized every ounce of the show in the presentation and the timing. You had incredible emotional attachment. You gave great reasons to invest and to buy the product. You created an impact that was well beyond what you do as you work with the first responders and the policemen and sheriffs and giving back so much. But you also illustrated the capability without actually articulating it all the time by showing the features and benefits with the video behind you, with the presentation, with the explanation and the sampling. And then finally, the quantitative ask, utilizing and exceeding the value that you asked for what you were asking, I mean, giving for what you were asking for. Whether you're someone who just needs the portability convenience of Poptical, whether you needed it to protect your eyes for any sport or for security, whatever it may be, there's a variety of different reasons, impacts, and capabilities of Popticals that made our friend Gary DeSalvo and Popticals the number one pitch of 2 Minute Drill in season 6. Check them out at popticals.com. Everybody should get involved. Get yourself a pair. Give a pair during Christmas. We appreciate everyone in the holidays. Black Friday is coming up. You probably could get a killer deal from Popticals as well. So here we go. Thank you, Gary, for being on 2 Minute Drill.
Thanks, David. Thanks, everyone.
Congratulations. Awesome job. All right. It takes all kinds. It's a big neighborhood, and we are blessed to have a big neighborhood, a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. We've been doing 2 Minute Drill for so many years through COVID and beyond, from Bloomberg to Amazon to Apple TV to every platform. I've been doing trainings for over 25 years for this very reason, to help people find people that can help each other. And if you'd like a guide, the six steps to credibility within the perfect pitch, if you'd like the open-ended, open-minded question guide, if you'd like my book, whatever I can do to be of service or value to you, if you want to get in touch with any of these people that were been on our show today, on our training here, go ahead, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Happy to give you all of that information for free. Beyond that, we will be in a variety of different cities around. We'll be at the Eagles game. We'll be at the Chargers game, doing a meetup, holding court as well. Then we'll be celebrating in San Diego, Thanksgiving, then off to Washington, D.C., to the Aspire Tour and VIP dinner, then to San Antonio for Carnegie, his annual meeting, keynoting that, honoring myself as the keynote at Carnegie's function down in San Antonio, then back to Washington, D.C., then to London, then to Egypt, and then to SoFi Stadium for the last VIP experience mastermind of the year. If you can't keep up with us, go ahead, text us 949-298-2905, and you can be alerted on where we're going to be and invited to where we're going to want to be. Remember, most importantly, as I've been saying for 25 years or more, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. We'll see everybody next week. Thank you so much.